it is quite obvious that Trump is simply passing off wishful thinking as reality. There is not even the slightest victory, nor any control or dominance over the Strait of Hormuz. At present, it is controlled by both Iran and the United States. In other words, a dual blockade has been established. In order to gain full control over the Strait of Hormuz, the US would need to completely crush Iran. And that is not even on the distant horizon. This doesn't mean it cannot happen. America is a powerful state. NATO is a formidable force. But that still lies far beyond the horizon. Iran is resisting with great success, fighting magnificently, and is prepared for a prolonged war with the entire West. It has found the painful pressure points. Iran still possesses a very large set of capabilities with which to inflict such pain on America and the West, that they will howl and squeal. Morally, Iran has certainly prevailed and stood its ground, but victory remains far off for Iran. And for the West, victory is equally distant. It may not even be in the cards at all. The situation is such that rapid operations against Iran have failed for Israel and most certainly for the United States. What follows is unpredictable. Iran is fighting superbly and heroically for its sovereignty. This is simply a slap in the face to those countries that told it to Israel and the United States. I believe that never before has Iran's authority in the Islamic world and indeed among humanity as a whole stood as high as it does today. The West is forced to fight on two fronts, and with the opening of a Taiwan front on three. This is the struggle of a multipolar world in which Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea embody radical multipolarity. Other major civilizations, India, the Islamic world apart from Iran, Africa, Latin America, are neutral players who may lean either toward multipolarity or toward unipolarity. If given the chance, they would choose multipolarity, but they are not yet prepared to fight for it with the same ferocity as Russia and the Iranians. And this war, and this is the most important point, is a world war that is already underway right now. Depending on who prevails in it, such will be the world order, either multipolar or unipolar. The Chinese miracle, by which they became a vast and powerful force in the world, very carefully and cautiously, will also be put to the test. We now see China as the undisputed leader. It has broken out of secondary positions to take first place in history, in AI, in the economy, in finance. Truly magnificent results. But by and large, all of this was achieved through a very subtle game. The moment the West decides to stop playing its side of that game, China will also have to sit the examination of historical maturity. And for China, everything still lies ahead. It is important now to grasp the seriousness of what is taking place. In the West, enormous resistance is growing from both the right and the left against the European Union and against the American bipartisan neoconservative system. Israel hangs by a thread, having declared war on the entire Islamic world. And this, too, is a very dangerous and aggressive policy. Even within American society, attempts are being made to force into submission those elites and politicians who disagree with the position of the US leadership. I believe a unique moment has arrived in the global distribution of power, a 50-50 balance, where a single hair, a speck of dust, a feather falling onto one of the scales may tip the entire situation. The West is undoubtedly losing its hegemony. Yet it is fighting to prolong it, to keep from letting it slip away. And for that, it will go very far and to great lengths.